This story starts with a guy trying to figure out what he wants to be when he grows up.
My actual dream was I wanted to be a pro wrestler growing up.
Meet Michael Palmer, a 29-year-old history teacher at McClure North High School. On a recent morning, he's hanging out at T-Rex, a startup incubator housed in the Railway Exchange building in downtown St. Louis. That whole pro wrestling thing did not pan out. And Palmer went on to collect 6 college degrees.
I highly recommend comics books as literature. I highly recommend American Masculinity.
He also tucked away a minor in computer science, which helped him pay the bills for a while. So, with classroom experience and tech know-how, last year Palmer had a thought. Why not start a company that makes it easier to teach computer programming? That led him to found Code Red Education, and this spring the startup won a $50,000 Arch grant geared toward education reform. While there are plenty of free tools out there that can teach basic coding, Palmer says Code Red comes with something extra, lesson plans.
If you're a teacher teaching computer coding, the scariest thing is, what if they ask a question if I don't know the answer to it?
With a $500 setup fee and $5 per student, a school district gets teacher training and access to Code Red staff if they have any questions. And this takes us to Reed Elementary School in Ladue.
At this time, all students and staff are dismissed.
Kids are buzzing through the halls at the end of the school day. But in the computer lab, a handful of third graders are quietly looking at their monitors. This fall, Reed Elementary gave Code Red a test run as an after-school program.
So it's how you program it, basically.
Bobby Keller wiggles in his seat as he shows off how the software works. First, he points to colorful blocks on the left side of his screen.
So, like, see, when flag clicked, that will just basically make the whole game go?
When Keller rearranges or changes what's written inside those blocks, it alters what a character can do in the video game on the right side of his screen. The idea is that learning basic concepts will make it easier for students to master complicated programming languages down the road. And who knows? Molly Midkiff took the class and says maybe she'll make video games when she grows up.
I said to my mom, I don't want to do this other club, but I really wanted to do computer programming.
I've seen a surge of interest in this area that I've never seen in, 10 years.
Jeff Gray teaches computer science at the University of Alabama and sits on the Education Advisory Council of Code.org. The nonprofit promotes computer science education and has a bunch of famous supporters, like former President Bill Clinton. Gray says there are big opportunities for students with programming skills.
Young people have a chance to come in and make an impact really early in this area, as opposed to, waiting until they're in their 40s or 50s to hit the stride of their careers.
That's a point not lost on Code Red CEO Michael Palmer. His modest office in the Railway Exchange building is surrounded by startups using desks and chairs that were left behind by corporate executives who used to work there. Palmer says learning to program can help kids crack the code of a changing economic landscape.
When you were an auto worker in the 1950s and 60s, that was an instant ticket into the middle class. Now it's, if you can code the mechanical arm, then you're good to go. This is modern day auto manufacturing.
Palmer envisions building a pipeline between students who learn computer programming using Code Red's curriculum and local companies hungry for tech talent. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.